I would like to take as our invitation text this evening a passage from 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And just want to note the first couple of verses of that text where the Apostle Paul requests the prayers of the brethren. He said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith." I think it's interesting in looking at that passage and the Apostle Paul's desire that the gospel be proclaimed and that they be able to proclaim that gospel, that he indicates the type of individual who might keep that from happening is one who is unreasonable and wicked. And he correlates that with an individual who does not have faith. And of course, that's faith in God, faith in Jesus as the Christ. And the wicked, I recognize. Everyone understands and is familiar with that. But it's an interesting thing to me that even among religious people today, the concept of faith indicates to them that there must be a lack of reason. In other words, for us to have faith, that we have to disregard what is real in order to have faith. And you'll hear individuals who will claim that quite often. But in fact, faith is a reasonable thing. In fact, it is unreasonable for individuals to reject faith in Christ because of the evidence that has been supplied that He is the anointed of God. God gave everything needful to the point where the evidence is supplied are more than sufficient to an individual who is reasonable to show him that Jesus Christ is God's anointed, that he was the one who came from heaven and died on the cross, was raised from the dead with the eyewitness testimony to establish that fact, and as such he is the Christ, Lord of lords and King of kings. That's a reasonable response to the evidence that is supplied. But not everyone is reasonable. And so when you talk to individuals and they say that it requires us to be unreasonable to have faith, recognize that faith is not something that is mystical, as people seem to think that it is. That what I have to do is just believe despite the evidence, despite scientific fact, despite human reason, that I've got to basically check my reason at the door when I come to the building if I'm going to have faith, because that's not the case at all. Our faith is established upon the fact of God's existence. Our faith is established upon the fact of His concern for man, seen in the extending of His will and His mind for us. It is seen in the fact that He sent His Son, the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and the fact that after 3 days in the grave He was resurrected from the dead. And it is reasonable for us to believe that. Now, I would be glad to talk to anyone and to share with them the evidence that they might need to understand the reasonable conclusion that Jesus is the Christ. And if you have not come to that conclusion as of this time, then I would like to have an opportunity to study with you, and my brethren would as well. But if you're here and you have come to that conclusion and are desirous of becoming a child of God and accepting Jesus as your Lord and as your Christ, then you have an opportunity to do so this evening. We want to assist anyone who has a spiritual need, whatever that need may be. So we offer an invitation at this time. And if you have that need, we ask that you come forward. Let us know of that need that we may help you with it while together we stand, while we sing.